trail racing has been a growing sport in this region thanks in part to the Rock Creek Trail Race Series. Wild Trails is the nonprofit organization that hosts the races and helps distribute funds raised in trail racing to organizations that promote, build, and maintain recreational use of trails. I spoke with trail running enthusiasts Randy Wharton and Sarah Warner. Randy Wharton is the new executive director for Wild Trails and is also the director for the race coming up.
First of all, Wild Trails is more about trails than it is really about racing. We put on a lot of races throughout the year, but really trying to promote the access and availability and preserving the trails and really letting people know the benefits of getting out on trails, hiking, walking, riding, and just getting out in nature and learning about the natural wonders that we have. And we have just got so many fantastic resources around here. It's kind of a shame that more people don't know about them and get out there and use them. So that's kind of what we're about, to try to educate and help preserve and protect. And a lot of the money that we raise goes back to all the land conservation entities that are around town.
Part of the biggest issue in developing trails, it's not just the cost of the trails, but acquiring either the land or the rights to the land. And there's a lot of advocacy and work involved in that.
We try to promote, obviously, getting more people to donate money for the land, and then a lot of the money we raise goes to the organizations that then purchase and acquire the land. But we are very involved in the protecting, and we do a lot of trail maintenance, and we've got a big Adopt-a-Trail program that's really getting a lot of traction.
I think one of the most fascinating and delightful things about modern trail building is the conservation efforts to keep the land as pure as possible, not going in and really blazing a trail with bulldozers.
Yeah, that's part of the education, is trying to get people to understand that the trail is really a broad term. We kind of trying to not to use it as much as it's been used right now. I mean, everybody thinks of the Riverwalk as a trail as well. And I think, you know, it is a greenway trail. I mean, they do call it trails. You know, there's a lot of dirt roads out there that people call trails. And that's great. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful places that you can get to with Jeeps and ATVs and stuff. But what we're really trying to focus on is the true nature trails, the single-track wilderness trails that you can't get to other than walking or, you know, riding a horse or a bicycle.
Now, Sarah joins us. Sarah's been running for how many years?
Probably about 4 years, as far as on the trails go and ultra distance.
And you're very young to have run so much. I'm sitting here looking at a list of races you've run, and I'm assuming the first, second, and thirds are all placing in these races.
Yes, for the women anyway.
How many miles total? I mean, this list right here literally has hundreds of miles.
I don't know how many miles exactly that I've run in races per se. Just, you know, throughout the week, it can vary maybe 50, 60 miles a week. And then races, you know, can go anywhere from a 50K, which is about 31 miles, all the way up to 100.
What got you into going out on the trails and running like this?
When I graduated high school, I got into running a little bit just to kind of get into exercise and stay in shape. And I actually did the Rock Creek River Gorge race as my first trail race. And it was 6.5 miles at the time. And I just got kind of hooked on that and just continued with the Rock Creek series, kind of grew from there with the half marathon, then the 50K. And so it just kind of builds up, gets addictive.
Trail running can be a very solitary experience. What are you thinking about when you're out there?
Oh, man, it runs the gamut. You can go from thinking about absolutely nothing to, you know, just taking in all that's around you. It's some of the most gorgeous areas you can find around Chattanooga. And then you can think about, you know, problems, any issues you have going on. I've solved a lot of problems and stuff you got going on while you're out there on the trail. It gives you a great opportunity to think to yourself and just kind of get away for a while.
Since you run, like you said, weekly, miles every week, it sounds like you're staying in shape for races all the time. Are there ever times when you do beef up your training to prepare for a major race?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it depends on the goal that you have coming up. It depending on the distance, you may do more specific, you know, if it's a shorter distance race, you may do a little bit more speed work. If it's a longer distance, 100 miles, you might add to your weekly base. I mean, you definitely have to keep injury in mind and not overdo it in the days and weeks, months leading up. But in general, you develop a good base and you don't necessarily have to increase your mileage all that much.
Are you going to continue running as long as you possibly can?
I certainly hope to. It's something that I have a passion for and enjoy, and, you know, it keeps me healthy, it's good for you, and I truly love it.
Randy, one of the primary fundraising elements of Wild Trails is the Rock Creek Racing Series. That's always been a big portion of it, and it's part of what built Wild Trails. What's the next race coming up?
The next one's this Saturday. It's the Scenic City Marathon and Half Marathon. This is the fifth year, and we have we maxed out about 3 weeks ago. We've set a limit on it. We don't want to grow too much, so we've set a limit to not grow more than 30-40% more than the year before. And it's surprising to me that it's grown so fast in just 5 years and maxed out. I think we probably, if we'd have let it go all the way to race day and had race day registration, we'd be at 800 runners, which just is mind-boggling. It's a great course. It's such a great venue, and I think a lot of people really are missing. They didn't sign up early enough.
That's the course on Raccoon Mountain. That is a lovely course.
It's a great venue. It's just a super pretty place. Certainly, if you haven't been up there, make up your next weekend trip. The other benefit about it is it's a fairly easy trail. I mean, for eastern Tennessee, there's not a whole lot of technical difficulties to it. There's, of course, rocks and roots and some difficult sections, but not a whole lot of climbing. It's fairly flat. It's a really good beginner marathon, half marathon for sure.
One of the nice things about trail running as a sport is there's minimal equipment. You can purchase decent shoes, preferably with a nice thick tread to them, because you are out over tree roots and rocks and such. But beyond that, maybe something to keep yourself hydrated, a belt to hold your food, and you're pretty much good.
And that's one thing that I think a lot of road runners are having a hard time with, because, you go run a road marathon, there's typically water and aid station like every 1 or 2 miles. Trail races, it's nearly impossible to have that. We're out in the middle of nowhere. You just can't get water out there on a single track trail. So our aid stations and any trail race aid stations will be somewhere like 4 to 7 mile distances between them. So the runners have to have hydration packs and have to have a way to get, especially on hotter days. Last year was kind of hot for the marathon, so hotter days to get from aid station to aid station. So a little bit of learning to do for people that are used to the road. So I want to reach out to people, especially that are confused about trails. And there's a lot of myths out there that we're trying to break about getting out on trails, that you're going to fall down and not going to be able to get back to your car. There's going to be all kinds of critters out there that'll kill you, and mass murderers and that kind of stuff. And sure, there are some dangers, but statistically it's far, far more dangerous to run on a road than it is to run on the trails. A lot of the things that people are afraid of, really they shouldn't be, because they just don't exist. So that's one thing we're trying to do. We're going to start doing more introductory things Monday, kind of women's only introductory run to get the ladies out there that I think they're afraid sometimes of running with guys. And also, it's just a good way to meet other women runners. So we're going to start doing that on Monday. And then on Thursday, we're going to have different kinds of training races and training runs. And then the first Tuesday of every month, we're going to have what we're calling a discovery run or discovery race, but it's going to be a race format marked just like a race would be, but no sponsorship, no fees, no awards, that kind of thing. And gives people an idea, number one, how to get out and run in a race atmosphere. They've never done it before. I mean, it's a good introductory way to do it. Plus, it's going to give a lot of people some good experience in racing and pushing themselves a little bit different in a competitive atmosphere before they have to commit to a full-on race. So a lot of things coming up that we're going to start doing. I think they'll hopefully reach out to the community a bit more.
The Scenic City Marathon and Half Marathon, hosted by Wild Trails and sponsored by Rock Creek, is this weekend. Race registration is sold out. Visit our blog at WUTC.org for more information on Wild Trails and also the next race in the Rock Creek Trail Race Series. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.